This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so I want to ask a question to Michigan fan, because I kind of see where the week is headed, and I don't have a huge problem with it. I thought Seidel and the Freep had an interesting take, and I want to expand on it. And his headline is all I'll read. If you want to read the piece, you can go to freep.com. I'm going to go a different kind of direction with it. But Michigan's Jim Harbaugh has no excuses. He must beat MSU on the road. And I got to be honest. He's right. Think about this for a second. If you're a Michigan fan, you feel like, and again, this requires you to be honest. I can't deal with dishonesty here. You feel personally like you got the better team, right? You're out there in your car. You're sitting at your cube. You can nod yes. You feel like you got the better team. You feel like you've got a better quarterback, better O-line, better running game, healthier wide receivers. You know you got the better defense, right? You feel like you should win. Routinely, you're favored over MSU in this game, but this is a little bit bigger of a spread. 7 points is pretty healthy. Now, D'Antonio's won as a 7-point underdog. He's won as a 10-point underdog. He should have won as like a 50-point underdog in 2012, but I digress. Here's my point. You don't have any excuses. There's nothing. So what happens if you lose? What does the other side of that curtain look like? And understand, if you're telling me that on Tuesday, October 16th, you're not even thinking about it, then you're not being honest. This is what we do before big games. We think about how glorious a win would be, and then there's a small part of us that looks to the other side and goes, oh my God, losing would be absolutely terrible. I want you to look inside your soul. And I want you to tell me what happens if you lose, because I think this is arguably the most important game of Jim Harbaugh's tenure at Michigan. Right here, right now. There was discussion that the Notre Dame game was the most important game, and he lost it. Now 1-6 against primary rivals. A loss to Michigan State would drop him to 1-7 against primary rivals. It would eliminate you from playoff discussion, and it would put a severe hurt on your Big Ten East hopes to the point that you'd have to win out, including at Columbus. What would happen? What does this game really mean beyond the Paul Bunyan Trophy, beyond putting your Aunt Alice in her place, the annoying state grad in your family? Beyond, you know, dancing on a Saturday and going, we beat those idiots in East Lansing. Okay, move beyond all that. You have no excuse. So doesn't that change the dynamic if you lose? Most games we can talk our way in and out of, but you really don't have an out here. You have to win this game. We talked about it. You think I'm setting you up? Okay, tell me where I'm wrong. Do you think you have the better quarterback? You do. Do you think you got the better running game? You do, factually. The better O-line? Factually. The better defense? Mm-hmm. Better special teams? Yep. The only debate is, do you have the better head coach? The point I'm asking is you go into a rivalry game like this, you can view it as a singular event, that it's just this year's game. But that's not where it is for Harbaugh, and that's not where it is for you. For Michigan, you're starting to look at the big picture here, and all the years are blending together. all the frustration has now snowballed. You lose this game, it's going to be another year since a Big Ten title. What's that, 14, 15? It'll be losing 9 out of 11 to MSU. Harbaugh will be 1-3 against D'Antonio. You'll be eliminated from playoff discussion. What's it look like? Would you be done with Harbaugh? I'm not telling you you should or shouldn't be. It's not my place. You can do whatever the hell you want. Would you be understanding? Would you be irate? Would you be numb? Would you be apathetic? I want to get inside your mind a little bit here and understand what's at stake in this game. I mean, I know what happens if you win. You get a road win against somebody ranked for the first time since 06. Okay, that's a streak that's got to end. And it doesn't matter State's ranked 24th and it's, you know, whatever. You got to end that streak. It's embarrassing. You'd beat a primary rival, which is something that Harbaugh desperately needs. Don't delude yourself into thinking he can continue to coach at U of M and not beat Michigan State and Ohio State. Only reason I'm not saying Notre Dame is because you don't play him every year anymore. But he made sure when you did play him, you lost. You'd be able to end a few streaks. You'd be able to be alive in the Big Ten East discussion past mid-October. And you'd really have a pathway here to a winner-take-all in Columbus for a playoff spot. Because let's be honest with each other, the West is awful. And whether it's Iowa or Wisconsin or Purdue, whoever wins the East is winning the Big Ten. This game holds the key to all of it. And as the Free Press wrote today, and I agree with the headline, you have no excuse not to win. None. You're the healthier team. You're the more talented team. Part of that due to health. You're playing better football. Your offense is more sorted. Your defense is more accomplished. Your special teams are at least intact. I mean, MSU's got a walk-on science student at punter. You got no excuses. So if you do lose, what happens? This is the state of your fandom. Where are you at? No wrong answer. If you call up and say, I still love Jim Harbaugh, what am I going to tell you? If you call up and tell me you'd be done with the guy, what am I going to tell you? I'm just trying to figure out what it looks like. Because as a State fan, I go into this game every year and I look at both sides of the coin. Believe it or not, after all my years involved in this rivalry doing this job, winning is more relief than joy. It's more peace and quiet than exuberance. It means I get to have a little fun on the air, but it's peace and quiet. I get to just do my job and not deal with idiots. But a loss, I explore the emotions of what that looks like every year. There's always a little piece of me that goes, oh man, if they lose this game, this is going to be a rough ride. And mind you, I've put my neck out there in plenty of years. Plenty. I've only picked against MSU one time in the last 10 years. And it's not a bit, and it's not me just doing whatever. It's year in, year out. I really find a way to get us to a win here, and I think D'Antonio's kind of owned your soul. Now, I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing today. We'll save it for Friday. But I've put my neck out there on stuff. I know what losing is going to do. I'm just kind of interested if you've explored what losing would mean to you. Because I sense an unbelievable buildup for this game now. And I do think there's a portion of your fan base that's very nervous. And they won't admit it. Won't talk to their wives about it. Won't talk to their friends about it. Certainly won't call a radio show and talk about it. I think there's a good amount of the Michigan fan base terrified of this game. But there's certainly a good amount of your fan base that is supremely confident. That's who I want to talk to. What happens if you lose a game you are supremely confident in winning? And you know what's on the line. 248-539-9797. There are no wrong answers. We'll get Sully involved, David involved. Rock and roll. Rivalry Week will continue. 3:30, we do a blitz. A lot to do, but you need to be honest as a fan. What happens with Harbaugh in your mind? What happens with your fandom in your mind? If you go to East Lansing and lose a game, you got no business losing. There's no excuses. There's no more quarterback. There's no more his guys. There's no more health. There's nothing. You're coming into this game, the more talented team, the healthier team. You've got everything in place. It's about this year. Okay. And if you lose, .. 248-539-9797.
When you look at it, obviously it's a noon game, it's a rivalry game. And when you look at it, a lot's been said and all that kind of stuff. But when you look at it, I think it's good for college football. I always have. And I also think it's good for the state of Michigan. Gets everybody's enthused.
All right, ticket text rolling in. The question is simple. You have no excuse to lose this game. So what happens if you do? Where does it put your fandom as a Michigan fan? Mike, if Harbaugh loses to D'Antonio for a third time out of four, it means he can't beat him. Therefore, he should be on the hot seat, period. I already told my wife, we lose Saturday. We're not renewing our season tickets next year. We're letting them go. I've had enough. I'm not looking forward to this game as a Michigan fan. I feel like it's a mandatory win that will have little joy if we do, but devastating if we lose. I love Michigan football, but I just want to get the week over with and find a way to get that win. That's from Rob. If Michigan loses, Harbaugh needs to leave Ann Arbor. All righty. Classy and honest Michigan fan who isn't guided by hatred or bias. If he loses Saturday, he would have to win against OSU, go to Indy, and win the Big Ten. That's Nate on a mower. Michigan fans are literally supremely confident every year. That's from Steve in Canton. Well, this year, though, this is year four, and it is their Messiah, and they got their quarterback, and they got their defense, and MSU's all kinds of banged up, right? You got the better team, the healthier team, the more complete team. If you lose, what happens? It's the discussion nobody ever wants to have, but every fan has it in their own inner monologue. Let's go to Mark. He'll lead it off. He's down in Plymouth. Mark, what's going on, bud?
Hi, Mike. How are you, sir?
I'm excellent.
My thoughts are this. First of all, if he loses, if they lose, he's looking to the NFL, and I think he's gone. But I don't believe Michigan wants to lose him. I think the rope is long for him because of the Bo thing. Bo is still so omniscient. I mean, he's there all the time. He knows everything, and everything still trickles down from Bo. That they're going to be very patient with him.
But Mark, I'm asking about you. We know the school and all that. I want to know from you what happens to your fandom if they lose.
I'll still be there, but I'll be just terribly, terribly disappointed. And people that texted in, I'm right there with them. Where I this week is terrible. It's too long. And then it's going to be one of these games where something bad is going to happen, and I'm going to turn the damn thing off and not watch for half an hour, and then I'll turn it back on and check it, and I'll just be a nervous Nelly. So,
when you say something bad, would it be something like that?
Oh God! Well, that still lingers, Mike. I mean, that trouble with the snap is in my vocabulary, unfortunately. And I joke about it, but it's a dagger.
I don't know as a fan. Mark, I give you credit. I don't know as a fan if I would ever get past that.
No, I'm still not. I'm still having trouble getting past Cordell Stewart because
Jesus.
Was there.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. What was it, 94? I remember watching that at home in New York.
Oh, God.
That was the ABC national TV game that day.
Oh, I know. I'm standing there with my best friend watching what happened, and we both looked at each other in just total disbelief, and I said to him, what the hell just happened? you know, and it's still there. And when anybody talks about it, that's on the other side of it, that's against Michigan or a negative person about Michigan, it, when I hear about it, it still hurts. The Cordell Stewart thing and trouble with the snap is terrible. Just awful.
That depends on your perspective. But yes, for you, it must be awful. Yes, Michael.
If Michigan and Harbaugh loses, I don't want to hear anything from fans about how, Michigan fans will just be, they'll still be fine. The season's still in front of them. Ohio State.
Stop.
If they lose, fans will
Stop.
Be pissed.
Stop. Okay, timeout. Listen, follow along. I don't want to hear any fan narratives. I want to talk to individuals. You. Don't tell me about your friends. Don't tell me about people you don't know. You. What happens if they lose to you?
I would be pissed.
What does that mean?
I think that if Harbaugh went out and lost again to a rival, makes it 1-7, you want to call it, it's to a point where it's beyond a shadow of a doubt that he needs to be feeling pressure. He needs to be on the hot seat.
There it is.
He needs to. There needs to be that sense of doubt with Harbaugh
that
I don't think fully exists right now.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I think if Harbaugh loses to Michigan State, and again, big if he ultimately loses, there's no doubt that he's all of a sudden, that seat's warm, man. He's on that hot seat.
Let's go to Chase in Ann Arbor. He's up next. Hi, Chase.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
What's up, bud?
First time, long time.
Welcome.
I'm actually a sophomore at the University of Michigan, studying for midterms right now, so I appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely. Do yourself a favor, too, Chase. Don't waste a day. It's the best 4 years of your life. Do not waste a day.
It's awesome. I love it, yeah. But listen, like, I don't think anybody in their, I know Ohio State looks vulnerable, but nobody expects Michigan to beat Ohio State. But Michigan State does seem a bit more attainable just because I think there's a little bit of a talent discrepancy. But listen, if we don't beat Michigan State, there will be a revolt. Just people are so sick of losing to State. I know I would be calling for him to be coaching for his job next year. And I don't trust him in big games already. Like going into Wisconsin, I fully expected us just go off tackle right all game long, get stoned and lose. And I expect the same thing on Saturday, frankly. I just have zero confidence in this guy in big games.
It's interesting, Chase, it's interesting you bring that up because in the biggest of the games, his biggest mistakes have taken place.
Oh, exactly. No, I completely agree.
You know who it reminds me of? James Franklin.
Oh, yeah. No. The 4th-and-5 play against Ohio State, I told my dad, I was like, that's something Harbaugh would do. And I could totally see him 4th-and-5, you know, a game on the line, just doing like a draw play and just getting killed. Just, what are you doing?
No, it's the same thing like Franklin late in the State game. You got Felton Davis, single cover, no safety help, no safety bracketing underneath. I thought when the safety ducked down to the line of scrimmage that it was going to be kind of like a they call it like a cloud technique where like somebody goes under and then somebody goes over, but sometimes it's the reverse where the safety takes the under to change the look. The whole point is nobody went anywhere. It was one-on-one, and it was outright stupidity. Harbaugh's done a lot of dumb things in big games.
And that's what he can't keep losing these big games. And well, Wisconsin doesn't suck.
They
but
suck.
It was they did not look good, I will say. It was a game in the first half. But no,
they're terrible. Let it go.
No, and Michigan.
Let it go.
Michigan did their job.
Let it go.
I didn't even bring up Wisconsin. I'm talking about Michigan State. Harbaugh can't keep losing these rivals. And if you want to say, oh, it's more than just Michigan State, whatever. If they lose tomorrow, the season's effectively done. I don't want to hear about goals still in front of you. Big Ten still a possibility. If they have a second loss tomorrow, Saturday. That essentially means that the season is a waste. That there's already two losses, playoffs out the window, and it's yet another season of Harbaugh just embarrassing himself with losses. It can't happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.